to engage in today. Still talking to you from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. All of that stems on the reality that we have everything that is in heaven in our earthly possession. The beginning of that scripture lets us in on the power of the blessings that we already have. And in all of that, we are to give God praise, give God glory, give God honor. It all is equipping us to give God glory, to give God praise. As a matter of fact, to the praise of God's glory. So I invite you to hear me again today as I utter these words before you. The New Revised Standard Version takes the 11th verse through the 14th verse, or the 12th verse. Let me just go here to the 12th verse through the 14th. It reads as follows. This is Paul speaking to those at the church of Ephesus. He says, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ, we might live for the praise of his glory. Did y'all hear that? Purpose. So that those of us who set our hope on Christ might what? Live for what? For the self-aggrandizement? No, for the praise of his glory. In other words, I wasn't saved for me. Y'all need to hear me. Young people, old people, however you want to categorize yourself. It ain't about you. This message, and I don't care where you migrate to, this message ain't about, this thing ain't about you like it is about Christ, who strengthens us, who gives us the victory, who makes us more than conquerors. And boy, if we can get it from that perspective, to God be the glory. To God be all of the praise that he will ever gain from my life. In him, he says, the scripture says, you also who had heard the word of truth, this gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him. You are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people. Here it is again. Purpose clause. To the praise of his glory. Might say it's all about him. It's all about him. If I could just get that in my bones, if I could just get that in my spirit, it's all about him. So we want to talk to you this morning, church. This one dropped in my spirit when I left the pulpit last week. We want to talk about a return on an investment. Some of you might be financially astute to even say ROIs. It's an ROI, a return on your investment. And all of us have an understanding on what that's all about. If you put something in, you want to what? Get something out. If you want to, give something that a way that you feel valuable to you, you're going to expect something of value back. Am I right about that? Is that relevant enough for y'all to gather? Because you got to have this piece in order to make some sense out of even our positioning in Christ. I read that scripture again and again, been reading it all this year, because we get it. We have this truth in earthen vessels. We get the piece about salvation in Christ Jesus for those of us who believe. We get this idea about redemption. We even have come to realize what he talks to us about, having an inheritance. And all of us know that an inheritance ain't about nothing if it don't have no value to us, right? So we realize that God has paid a dear, dear price for your redemption, for your salvation, for all of the truths that he has offered us as we live in the midst of this society. We have this truth in earthen vessels, that we can be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Is that clear? Is that clear? We have something of worth. We have something of value. And it is not something that we have stumbled up upon. It's that which God has given to us in order that we might deal with the signs that are happening, the times that we're in. It gives us some value so that we can be overcomers when these trials come our way. Song say, trouble in my way, I gotta cry sometimes. Trouble in my way, I gotta cry sometimes. But in the midst of that crying, I can realize the love, the joy, the patience, the gentleness, the goodness, and the self-control in all of these things I encounter. I can still enjoy life because God done fixed me. Tell you all the time, I say, this is the way forward, y'all, because the Bible says Jesus' death left us an inheritance. So that means Jesus already got something out there, y'all. Already given us everything we need, and I've shared with you, and you shouted about the fact that you already got everything you need, and this and that, and all of that's beautiful. Clichically, it's beautiful, but in reality, it's even more beautiful. God has invested his son. And is it wrong for God? I mean, you want something from your investment, right? Is it wrong for God to have some expectations that you and I must bring to the table? He gave you his son, his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life, and even the more, have abundant life, even while you're yet here on earth. So my thing for you this morning is to consider God's investment in you. God's value that he has placed upon his son's life, but even the more, he has given you his son, and he is expecting you and me to do more with it. Thank you, Greg, for reading that scripture this morning, because and you read it so eloquently, I thought you were going to try to jump on that thing and preach it a little bit. But I could hear in your voice it's about that time, so we're going to work on something. But the reality, y'all, what I'm trying to say to you today is that you, you who have been given this inheritance, you must find your place in how to bring it to pass. I love that parable about the talents, how he gave everybody a talent, so to speak, and scripture says he gave five to one, he gave two to another, he gave one to another, but everybody had a talent. But what they did with those talents was the difference maker. Consider this, y'all. Consider that God has given to each and every one of us something of value for the benefit of the kingdom. Consider it. Consider your own personal giftedness and the area in which you are gifted in. Consider what value it is to God. Don't think for a moment God just issued out some talents, y'all, and say, do with it what you want to do with it. I leave something of wealth to my kids. I ain't expecting them to squander it. I ain't expecting them to do what the heck they want to do with it. I'm expecting them to invest in it wisely. Work too hard. Sacrifice too much. Blood, sweat, tears have gone into the ground for these things. Same with Jesus. Same with God. God gave us his very best. He gave us Jesus. And he gave us Jesus to empower us to do something great in this world. Consider this, y'all. Your talent is your potential. Woo. Your talent that God has given you is your potential for the kingdom's sake in this case. God wants something from each and every one of us. And the beauty of this thing, y'all, is that he's not so much concerned about whether or not you are going to lose it, because the Bible tells me that what God has given you, can't no man take it away from you. But what you do with it is of utmost importance. So many folks in the world is operating like that one talent given person. You got a talent, but you're doing like the one, listen, and you're burying it in the ground. And the only thing that's burying, and only thing that's coming out of it is complaints. Woo! Only thing coming out of the ground is complaints about what's not. You haven't invested anything. You've put it in the ground. Oh yeah, I hope this is making you uncomfortable this morning. Because I believe this is the key to the way forward. When every last one of us realize that we are not just here to be people who are just looking on and observers. But we all are here to provide something in the service. Somebody talking about the choir ain't about this. Well, maybe they're missing your talent. Somebody talking about the church ain't doing this and the church ain't doing that. Well, maybe it just might be if you take your one talent out of the ground and invest in what is, what could you imagine it could be? If you take it out of the ground, and I don't know why you put it in the ground. You might have put it in the ground calling yourself being a good steward. I'm not going to even invest in that soil over there. Well, I challenge you, because I think you need to put it in the ground. I think you need to invest in it somewhere for the kingdom's sake. See, y'all, here's the thing. Take a look at it real closely, because Greg Weld read it so eloquent, I believe he wanted to preach it. See, a return on investment, God gave it to you, and God has some expectations that you do something with it. God ain't going to be mad at if you try. And some people try and they miss it. Some people try and they miss it, you know, until they find their niche. It's all right if you start in the choir and you decide, well, I can't really sing, and you realize that ain't my gift, and you get your tail where you belong. That's understandable. That's understandable, but God has a place for you. God has a place for all of us to participate. God has a place for you and I to bring some value to the table. I want you to see what is your talent producing? Is it just producing complaints? Is it just producing something that is of no earthly good? Or is it producing enough that something good is happening for the kingdom's sake? Woo-wee, you preaching today, preacher? It hurts, ouch, but it's good. Because I want you to see where you are and how you ought to make a participation in the kingdom life. How it's important for you and I to make sure that we are giving God a return on his investment. What he's done for you is not only important to you, but it is also important to the generations that are to come. I'm thankful to God for how those that invested in me back in the day, how they poured into me back in the day, and they didn't just sit on their gains and hold on to it and go on into heaven from there, but they poured into my life and your life so that we can be right where we are. But that's got to happen across the board. It can't just stop here in 2022 when the world is full of challenges, when the world is full of things that are going against the grain. Yeah, we got a bad economy. You know, church business is on an all-time low, when we are the wealthiest people that God ever created. Because it's all to the praise of his glory. Look at it, y'all. It's simple compound math. It's a compounding principle here. God said he gave one. Same stuff, but it's what he did with it. He buried it rather than put it in the marketplace, if you would. Y'all know what a marketplace is. The marketplace is the church for this time being. The marketplace for this sermon is the church. He instead of putting it in the church, he put it in the ground. Put it to use. Second guy takes his two talents, and what happens? It doubles. Started out with two, got four. Compound math. The other one had five talents. He put them five talents to work, the Bible says, immediately. And he doubled that investment. I know I'm preaching today. Because if God has given to you something of value, of worth, and he has, he gave you his son, that he is also expected and has entrusted you with his manifold blessings. And he doesn't want to judge every last one of us by the same standard, But you will be held accountable for what you have been given. And we are all called to grow in the Lord. We are all called to help grow the kingdom of God. See, this message is simple. It's all about being motivated Christ followers, just to become intentional about your time and about the master's talents that he has invested in you. See, Jesus always knew that he was destined for the cross, but in all of his teaching and the time that he was spending with his disciples, he reminded his followers that the cross would not be the end of the story. He knew that his being led to the cross, his sacrifice, was going to lead to the salvation, the redemption, the inheritance that all of us can appreciate. He knew that thing. He laid it out like that. And he's given you the same ability, the same potential on the inside of you. And mine is to say, what are you doing for me? Are you just judging it? Or are you actively engaged? Are you actively participating? Are you in the marketplace? It's all about what I am doing now. See, at some point, y'all, when our kids are growing up, we don't expect very much from them in the light of, but as they grow and mature, we expect them to offer a little bit more. Am I right about that? We expect a little bit greater gain from their being. We don't expect them to be operate as little children forever. We expect them to mature so that they can get in the rightful places. And you know the interesting thing about maturity? When I get a little bit more maturity, I don't be expecting folks to be doing much for me. I expect to be more of a contributor at this point. This is so key to the growth of the church. It's so key to the growth of individuals. It's so key to the growth of the kingdom that we ought to consider. You ought to consider, is God getting a return on his investment in you? It doesn't matter what age you are at this particular point, as long as you have breath, you got an opportunity for an investment to do something with what God has given you. We spent a lot of time, Reverend Keyes, putting together these opportunities for people to look at their spiritual gifts and all of this stuff. Some of them take advantage of it, and then they bury it in the ground. But what are you doing with what God has given you for the kingdom's sake? Has God done something for you? Oh, now y'all getting quiet on me now. Has God done something for you? Has God gifted you? Have God granted you his grace? And his grace is sufficient enough to get the job done. But he's requiring you to make a move. He's requiring you to get your head up out of the sand. To get busy. To get going. To operate according to how he has blessed you for the kingdom's sake. Not what have you done for me lately? Not what are you doing for me? On this end is what am I doing for God? Because only what you do for Christ will be counted in the end. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for him will be counted in the end. Will it be brought back to him and laid in front of his feet? Lord, I was a good steward of the one thing you gave me, and here it is. Well, I come by to tell you today that's not going to be enough for God, because he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. But if you take those talents and you use them to the glory of God, it will give him praise and glory and honor, and you and I will be the better for it. And by the way, he'll say, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on up, and I will make you rulers over many. So you see, church, God has established a way. God has made it wide open. And can't nobody stop you but yourself. Can't nobody stop you from investing but yourself. Why you blaming it on everybody else? You're stopping yourself. But if you can let go, let God enter into the master's investing place. Let him use whatever you got. See, it's some good teachers out here. Y'all getting some good lessons, but it's few teachers. What's wrong with that picture? There's some good singers out here. It's some good ushers out here. It's some good people with the right spirit for children's ministry out here. You got that talent. You are rich with it. But you're burying it in the ground. I challenge you, dig it up and invest it. You say you'd have been better for you to even just put it in the bank. Let it draw some interest. But don't just bury it in the pew. Don't just bury it. Get busy. Let it work to the praise and glory of our God. Amen. 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 Why don't you give God a hand clap of praise and shame the devil? The truth is the light. No room for all your complaining. Get with the program. Let it happen. It's going to happen in you. It's going to happen in you. Tomorrow's coming, y'all. Tomorrow's coming. But I must work the work of him that sent me today. 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 Will you get on board? Will you get on board? Will you offer your gift? It ain't yours. It's been given to you to use. Come on now. We come to this altar today, y'all. I want y'all to be thoughtful of that. Think about it as an investment. Wow, Jesus, you died for me. Wow, Jesus, you gave me the victory. Wow, Jesus, you sacrificed my life. What am I willing to sacrifice for you? What am I doing to invest in your kingdom? Not what Reverend Phillips is doing, not what Reverend Keyes is doing. What am I doing? Because that's the question I'm asking. What am I doing? That's the question you're going to have to answer. What did you do with what I gave you? Find your joy in what I gave you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let the believer say amen. Amen.